Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Jody Allenbaugh, and she's the Director of Senior Services at the Atlantic Public Library. Good morning to you, Jody.
Good morning.
Well, it's always fun to try something new, and I sort of think most libraries are always looking for new things to do. And we have one that you want to talk about that's a brand new effort.
Yes. What we're going to be doing in the month of January is the craft supply exchange. And we were thinking that people who do crafts probably have leftovers and want to try new stuff but don't want to spend a lot of money. And we thought this would be a good way for the community to share its wealth.
And you're saying this is in January, but you're really starting part of the activity in December. That's why we're talking about it now, right?
Yes. What we're doing is a craft exchange, which means people can donate items, which starts after Christmas on December 27th. And we will be taking those donations up until January 12th. And the actual event is January 15th, 17th, and 18th.
So I'm thinking people who do crafts maybe have been doing some Christmas crafts and they're ready to put everything away. Well, now would be the time to put those in a special box if you're not going to use them and bring them to the library.
Yes, it sure would. And it would be a good time, since winter is limited on outdoor activities, to go through all those boxes and totes and little craft boxes and sift through.
And, you know, I was just telling somebody the other day, somebody said, well, I have all of these things that I haven't used. In this case, it was Christmas decorations. I just put out a few in the rest are stored. I said, okay, this is a good time to just give those away. Same thing would apply to craft supplies. If you have those boxes of things that you haven't looked in, you haven't used, why not give them to the Atlantic Public Library?
Yes, and if you're interested in trying something new, that's also going to give you a chance to come in and look to see what others have donated from their odds and ends that have collected over the years.
So that'd be a good way to start a new project, but maybe not have to spend a lot of money on the supplies. Try it out a little bit.
Right. Actually, people that bring in donations will get a ticket voucher that they can come in that first day on the 15th, which is a Saturday, and they can use that voucher to pick up a bag's worth of items. And
if we don't bring anything, then we still can do that, but not on the 15th?
Right. The 15th is reserved for donations, people that had donated. The 17th and 18th will be for people to just come in and shop around, and we do ask for $3 a bag. But, you know, if you don't find anything that suits your interests, that's fine too.
Okay.
Come on in and look around.
So if you don't take a bag home, you're not spending anything.
Right. No. Right.
You're spending a little time to look it over, but no dollars out of your pocket. And the library does have a resource if you're thinking, well, I might like to try that, but what does that involve? Well, you can go online. Is that correct?
Yes. We have Creative Bug, which is a database with ideas and tutorials that you can access on our website with a library card. And if you do need help to do that, come on in and we'll be happy to show you how.
Okay, so that would be, I think, really good if you're thinking, well, I might like to do that, but rather coming in and getting the supplies first, maybe take a look at it first and then come in and take a look at those supplies. This sounds like a really fun, interesting kind of thing to do. Helpful, as you said, the community, but helpful to individuals. Help us to do some decluttering. Everybody I know needs to declutter, and this, if you're into craft supplies, this would be a good way to do that.
Right. You know how it is when you make a blanket or something and you have that extra skein left over that you bought thinking you'd need it and you don't? You hate to throw it away and someone else might be able to use it.
Yes, good point. Yeah, these definitely can be leftovers. Now, we'll come back to some of that information, but I do want to talk a little bit about crafts are not new to most libraries because you've been doing it with kids for a long time.
True. We haven't done as much with the adults. We'd like to, but sometimes timing doesn't work out so well. So the Creative Bug and this craft exchange would be able to help people do it on their own at home, give them some new ideas, give them a chance to try something new or pick something up that they used to do years ago, which I am one of those.
Now, you mentioned having a library card. Let's talk about knowing if you have a library card, where it is, or if you don't have one, what you need to do.
Well, if you don't have one, just come in with a valid ID and we can get you set up with one. And if you did have one, come in and give us your name and we can look you up and find out if yours is still valid or not. And if not, we can update you and get you a new one.
What makes them invalid? You know, you said if it's still valid, so what's the difference?
That's all timing. Everyone expires every 3 years, and that is a way to make us update information. You got a new phone, so you have a different phone number, or you've moved, or you want to add family members to your card. That's why that is in our system.
Okay, so it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to change your number, just means check in about it.
Right. If you still have a card and it's just been inactivated because of time, well, then you can still use that same card. If you've lost it or if your card's not working well because it's worn out, we'll give you a new one. And then that would mean a new number.
Okay. Do all of the libraries in Cass County have library cards? Do you know, Jody?
I'm not sure. I think so, but I'm not sure.
Okay. Good thing to check with your local library, because we have great libraries not only in Cass County but across the state of Iowa. I just think libraries are wonderful, not only for going in and getting a book, but for all these other activities and programs. Do you have any programs related to crafts coming up, or it's going to go on the line thing?
Well, I know that there are some for children, and I'm thinking of trying to think up something for February related to the bird count that's coming up in February. And so, you know, keep your eyes open for that. We advertise on the radio, in the newspaper, and on our website. So watch for any upcoming events.
And I'm guessing you'd be real happy if somebody came in and said, you know, I've always wanted to learn how to, and give you a suggestion.
Oh, yeah. We're always open for suggestions, and that does help us when we're trying to plan.
Yeah, great. We forget the kind of the road goes both ways. We come in and use the library, but we also can give the library suggestions and ask for books and ask for lots of things. It's a great place to use in the community.
Yes, the community has been very supportive of us, and we want to support you. So come in and let us know things you like, things you would like to see. You know, we value those opinions.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's kind of review this craft exchange. When can people bring in craft supplies that they want to donate? What are those dates?
Anytime from December 27th to January 12th, and the actual event is January 15th, 17th, and 18th.
Okay, 15th, if you brought something in, you come in, you kind of get first choice, but all of those dates after that, everybody's welcome to come in, and that's at the Atlantic Public Library. But again, I urge you, if you have a library in another town, check and see what they're doing, because who knows what your local librarian has come up with to really help out the community. And, you know, one thing we should mention, the hours, when is the library open? When is the Atlantic Public Library open?
We're always open at 9 o'clock Monday through Saturday, and we're open until 7 Monday and Tuesday, 6 o'clock on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and 2 o'clock on Saturday.
Okay, so I have lots of hours to come in and take a look at what's going on with the crafts and pick up a new book. That's the other thing I kind of like, is you have new books listed. books of certain themes that you can come in and take a look at. So be sure to use your public library. We want to thank you very much, Judy Allenbaugh, for telling us about this craft exchange. Until next time, here's a thought. It's never too late to become what you're capable of becoming.